Good morning, it's Monday, February 15th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DEAC yesterday announced 2,735 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 76 additional confirmed deaths. The test-over-test positive rate was at 11.4%. South Carolina is still in Phase 1A of vaccine distribution. To date, over 970,000 doses have been received, with just over 643,000 administered to residents. After former President Donald Trump was acquitted Saturday of charges that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol, Senator Lindsey Graham, who voted to acquit Trump in the Senate impeachment trial, released a statement saying due process could have avoided the trial, which he characterized as a debacle. Graham warned that using the standard of incitement the House managers proposed, many politicians could find themselves on the wrong side of impeachments in the future. Authorities in South Carolina are searching for a gunman accused of shooting and wounding three people inside a shopping mall. The North Charleston Police Department says it was called to the Northwoods Mall just before 1:30 p.m. Sunday on reports of a shooting in a common area. Lieutenant Matt Hughes says officers evacuated the shoppers and determined the suspect was no longer inside. Officials say two women and one man were wounded and hospitalized for treatment. Hughes says two victims suffered minor injuries, and a third is in serious condition. A South Carolina House panel plans to review a bill that would confirm churches and other religious organizations are treated as essential services during a state of emergency. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Rich Yao of Chesterfield, says religious groups still have to follow safety protocols and occupancy rules during emergencies. But the proposal says houses of worship cannot be closed if other essential businesses remain open. The House Special Law Subcommittee is meeting about the bill Tuesday. Automaker BMW's upstate plant held its position as the nation's top vehicle exporter in 2020, despite business challenges due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Post and Courier newspaper is reporting the company's Spartanburg County campus exported close to 219,000 SUVs and coupes worth more than $8.9 billion last year, with most exported through the Port of Charleston. The paper notes it was the seventh consecutive year that BMW led the nation in vehicle exports by dollar value. South Carolina's roads are getting trashier because of COVID-19. Officials say the pandemic is keeping inmate crews and volunteers from gathering to clean up highways. SCDOT says the problem is compounded by more people going to drive-thrus for food than tossing disposable containers out of their vehicles. The department has had to hire contractors to pick up roadside litter for the first time, paying them $668,000 to collect 544,000 pounds of trash in 2020. Investigators say they're looking into letters several black residents in Fairfield County have received that include racist language and threats. One of the recipients of the missive lives in Dawkins near Jenkinsville. She said she and several of her neighbors got the letters that include an implied threat to burn down their homes if they don't leave. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office confirmed it's investigating and has asked SLED to assist. South Carolina DHEC has confirmed that a fox found near Hollingshed Road and Kennerly Road near Oak Point Elementary School in Irmo has tested positive for rabies. One person was exposed and has been referred to their healthcare provider. The fox was submitted to DHEC's laboratory for testing on February 10th. The fox is the first animal in Richland County to test positive for rabies in 2021. There have been 9 cases of rabid animals statewide this year. A Saturday night earthquake in the Lowcountry was confirmed by the U.S. Geological Survey on Sunday morning. The South Carolina Emergency Management Division says the 2.1 magnitude quake was recorded near Somerville around 8 p.m. According to the USGS, the quake was recorded at a depth of about 3 miles, making it barely noticeable to those nearby. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.